Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Detectives from the Sheriff's Office are currently investigating a suspected homicide in the 3700 block of Rancho Sequoia Drive in Alder Point. The Sheriff's Office was notified by a woman who had not heard from her 57-year-old stepfather in 4 days. She drove to his residence and found him to be deceased. Detectives are looking for Anthony Lane as a person of interest in the investigation. He is a white male adult, 5'10", 185 pounds, with red hair and brown eyes. He is believed to be driving a black 2000 Jeep Cherokee with a California license plate number 5HNG536. Anyone who locates Lane is asked not to approach him, but to contact the sheriff's office. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing child, 3-year-old Zion Merritt. Merritt was visiting his non-custodial father, 29-year-old Rahman Ahadi, on June 17th, but Ahadi never returned the child to her mother, and his whereabouts are unknown. Investigators believe Ahadi is intentionally concealing the child and may have left the state. He is described as an Indian male adult with a thin build, 6'1", with brown hair and brown eyes. He was last known to drive a gold 1998 Saturn station wagon with California license plate number 5DDJ221. Merritt is described as a white male juvenile, 3 feet tall, 40 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The Eureka Police Department has established a connection between Bodie Tree, suspected of committing a double homicide in Arcata last month, and the shooting of Eureka resident Rhett August on May 15th. The EPD has forwarded the case to the district attorney's office with the suggestion that it be filed as an attempted homicide. Tree remains in custody. Today, the sheriff's office was notified of an armed robbery at the Bank of America in McKinleyville. Deputies interviewed witnesses who said that the suspect entered the bank and waved around a revolver. The suspect leapt over the counter and loaded a bag with the bank's money. He then fled on foot westbound on Hiller Avenue and got into a white Nissan with tinted rear windows being driven by a second suspect. The suspect is described as a 30-year-old black male adult, about 5'10", wearing black tennis shoes, gray sweatpants, a black sweatshirt, gray cotton-style gloves, aviator-style sunglasses, and a white bandana across his face. The FBI is assisting with the investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department has uploaded the photos of 3 men wanted in connection with a stabbing at the Barfly Bar in Eureka last Saturday. The victim reported he had been attacked by 3 men and suffered stab wounds to his neck, chest, and abdomen. You can view the photos at the police department's website, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officers from the California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a single vehicle collision on Highway 36 west of Grizzly Creek on Wednesday night. Officers discovered that the driver, 22-year-old Tua Lee of Eureka, lost control of his vehicle while headed westbound, spun across both lanes of the highway, and then collided with a tree. There were 3 passengers in the car along with the driver, and one of the passengers, 20-year-old Ma Lee, sustained fatal injuries. The other 2 passengers, along with the driver, 18-year-old Yi Lee and 45-year-old Urethoa, sustained moderate injuries, and all 3 were taken to the hospital for treatment. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor. On Wednesday, Trinity County Sheriff's deputies, acting on a tip that someone was stealing water from the town of Sawyer while camped in the Six Rivers National Forest, arrested 2 men, confiscated hundreds of marijuana plants, a loaded handgun, and shot a dog while investigating. Deputies arrived on scene and found the 2 men, Samuel Barden of Arcata and Eric Brown of Redding, in a tent near the grow site. While ordering the men from the tent, a dog came out and bit a deputy canine on scene. The dog was then shot and killed by a deputy with a rifle. A search of the scene revealed significant environmental degradation to the area, including trees that had been cut down, and the use of water from streams feeding the town of Sawyer. Both men were arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.